Steve, Sienna came out with some interesting numbers from the polling that you do. Can you tell us about them?
As Sienna has done virtually every year for well over a decade now, came out with a poll asking New Yorkers their views on race, race relations, discriminations. It's our way of acknowledging and celebrating Martin Luther King Day. And what we find right now is that 31% of New Yorkers would describe race relations in this state as excellent or good, compared to 64% who describe them as only fair or poor. What to me, though, Corinne, is really surprising is not those numbers, because in fact, that's the exact same number we had when Sienna last asked this question in June. And it's very comparable to what the number was this time last year on MLK Day in 2020, when it was 33 positive, 64 negative. To me, what's particularly surprising is that over the course of the last year, when there's been these national conversations about race and the criminal justice system and policing, and we have Black Lives Matter, and we've had protests in big cities and small cities and little towns all across the country this year, and the fact that the views of New Yorkers when it comes to race have not changed an iota in the last 6 months or in the last year.
How do you explain that?
I don't. I really don't. Two other interesting things, though. One is when we look at that number, we should understand that while there's a little bit of difference by race, there really isn't a significant difference by race. So for Black voters in New York, they are 27% positive towards race relations in the state, 71 negative. For white voters, it's 33-62. A little better, but not significantly. And again, we've seen that throughout. What's really other thing that to me is particularly interesting is that for the last 6 years, since 2015, these numbers on this question have been virtually the same. They go up a couple points 1 year, down a couple points another year. But the real difference was if we go back to MLK Day 2014, 7 years ago, at that time it was 47% positive, 51% negative. Still underwater, but significantly closer. A year later, on MLK Day 2015, it was almost identical to where it is today, 31 to 66. What happened between MLK Day 2014 and 2015? Eric Garner in Staten Island, Michael Brown in Ferguson. I think those two issues and the national conversation that occurred during the course of that year moved voters, Blacks and whites, so that we saw that change by 2015. Nothing that has happened over the last 6 years has moved these numbers significantly better or significantly worse. The other question that we haven't asked quite as long, but we've asked it now several times over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, is do you think minorities in New York, African Americans, Latinos, Asians, others, do you think that they experience discrimination here in New York State? 70% of New Yorkers say yes, 70 to 22. Back in June, it was 73 to 19. But every time we've asked this question, it has been between two-thirds and three-quarters of New Yorkers. There is a racial difference, but not huge. 90% of African Americans, 78% of Latino, and 65% of white voters say that racial minorities experience discrimination in New York. And similarly, 69% say that religious minorities, Jews, Muslims, Sikhs, others, face discrimination. 69 to 22 on that question. It's not getting better, it's not getting worse. But despite all the conversation, despite all the protests and march and discussions, very little has changed in the mind of New Yorkers, Black or white, about the state of race relations or discrimination in this state.
Why is polling on this question important? What can these numbers tell us about ourselves about what we need to do.
Poll is nothing more than a snapshot in time, but this is a snapshot we've taken now, at least annually, for more than a decade. And I think it's important that people understand how they, their community, their neighbors, their fellow New Yorkers feel about issues, particularly issues like this that mean so much to people. I mean, another question we've asked now for several years, have you personally been treated unfairly in the last year because of your race, your religion, your ethnicity, your gender, your orientation, your disability status, what have you? Almost a third, 32% of New Yorkers say yes, they have. A third of New Yorkers, almost. And we've seen that number consistently for the last several years. So when you have an issue where one out of every three fellow New Yorkers feels that they are treated unfairly because of who they are, what they are, what they feel, what they believe or don't believe, I think that's worth talking about. And it seems to me a day like Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is a kind of nice day to talk about issues like this.
Yeah, if nothing else, it tells us how much work we still have yet to do, not only just about people's perceptions of the problem, but the problems that they're experiencing themselves.
Absolutely. And I should just quickly mention that we included in our favorable, unfavorable section when we ask about people and institutions, we included the Black Lives Matter movement and asked voters, do they have a favorable or unfavorable view of the BLM movement? 56% of New Yorkers view it favorably, 33% view it unfavorably. And again, we do see a racial difference, but the racial difference pales in comparison to the partisan difference. So on a question like this, 77% of New Yorkers have a favorable view of the Black Lives Matter movement. Independents, sort of divided, but by a small plurality, 44% to 40%, they have a favorable view of BLM. But Republicans, by a 62% to 27% margin, they have an unfavorable view of Black Lives Matter movement. And then we asked voters, do you think that the Black Lives Matter movement has had a positive impact, a negative impact, or no impact on America over the course of the last year? 48% of New Yorkers, a plurality, think BLM has had a positive impact on America. 32% think it's had a negative impact. 13% of New Yorkers say it's had no impact at all.
Oh, for all the effort that they put in to raising consciousness, 13% of people think it has no impact. Did the poll ask any questions that weren't related to race relations?
Well, our part one, which came out on King Day, only included that. Our part two, which came out on Tuesday, had a lot of other issues, from elected officials and how they're doing, Cuomo, Trump, Biden, Pence, Harris, the legislature, etc., to some of the, you know, more substantive issues of where people are at on a variety of issues facing New York State right now. We asked voters, do you think that in terms of the pandemic, the worst is over or the worst is still to come? And by a 55 to 31% margin, New Yorkers said the worst is still to come. And what's interesting to me on this one, Corinne, there are always questions that I never know how New Yorkers are going to feel. I can guess, but invariably I'm wrong. What I found surprising on this is we were just talking about the partisan differences on some of those racial issues. And I can show you a ton of different issue questions or favorability about people questions where there's a wide disparity between Democrats and Republicans. But on this question about the pandemic, 31% of Democrats, 32% of Republicans, 30% of independents say that the worst of the pandemic is over. So we found an issue that Democrats and Republicans can agree on.
Well, Steve, we're out of time for this segment, but I'd love to have you back. Would you be willing to come back and talk about what else you found with regard to the governor? And, you know, we're T-minus a couple of days and hours before we have a big change of administration. And I'd love to have you tell us what New Yorkers are thinking about the outgoing and the incoming president.
I would be happy to.